Hello, everyone. This is Clarissa Bell, and today is August 24th, 2010, and thank you for joining the talk class today. And as always, we're going to start off with a topic to expand our consciousness and awareness, and then we'll go into the cards, and then we'll go into readings. But first, I'd like to start off with a prayer just to anchor us into this moment, just so that we're present. So if you can, close your eyes, and just all you need to do is take in these words. Just become aware of your breath and just allow these words to just sink in. We open in total trust that everything the universe brings us is a gift of love and support. We feel deep appreciation for these gifts and unconditionally accept them all. We see the activities of our day as an experience and expression of our expanded soul awareness, and we rejoice in all of them exactly as they are. We feel the abundance bestowed upon us by the universe, and we joyfully accept all the richness inherent in them, and we are committed to an ever-expanding awareness of who we truly are. And so it is. So welcome, everyone. I'm excited about this topic today. I just really wanted to talk about this today because it's fun. I think it's a fun topic, and the topic is going to be on manifestation, creation, and abundance, and your destiny. And so this might be a little different take on it than some of you have heard, but I wanted to talk about how your destiny kind of fits into our ability to be able to really manifest what we're needing in this lifetime. So here goes. Okay, so destiny. What's our destiny? Okay, well, there's nothing accidental or random in our life, really. So whenever we decide to incarnate, whenever an eternal being, a spirit, incarnates into this world, it has a plan. It has plans to achieve things in the world and things to achieve spiritually. We come here to do things on many levels, to play, to enjoy, to participate with others in work and to serve and to create and leave a legacy on the planet, some kind of way that we've improved the planet in some way, okay? So we incarnate into each lifetime with the life script for both this legacy we're leaving to the world and for the expansion of our being and our return to the one, okay? So we can, you know, let's think of life as a movie where we as eternal beings come down to act out these chosen dramas. And you know, I know we like to think, oh, there's some big purpose to it all, and there is, and the purpose is expansion to experience who we are in all these various aspects of the divine, but it's also for drama, for the fun of it. So so if life is like a movie, when you're creating a movie, you have to have certain things, you know, for the movie, to create the movie, and one of them is a script. You have to have a script. So in the same way, before we incarnate, we have a plan for this lifetime. We have like a script. It's called a life script. And and we also have a director, and that director is our higher self. It's a part of us that does not incarnate with this aspect of ourselves that's in the physical. You can call it, you know, your oversoul, your higher self, your expanded self. It doesn't matter what you call it, but there is that aspect of us that's always at one with the one, and it's some form of our being that is controlling this, okay? So we have this script, our life script, and so the higher self has this plan for this life script to unfold in a certain way in this physical realm. Now, when we're here, we guide ourselves through our life along our destiny by following this script by never selling out what's called it's a Greek word, I'm not sure, but it's called entheos, and it's a root word for enthusiasm. So another word for your joy, your passion, your excitement. I did a class a few weeks ago on following your excitement, and if you go back and listen to that class, this is connected to that, because that is how you know that you're following your life script, is when you're choosing to do things that when you choose to follow your passion, that's how you know. That's the signal to let you know that you're in theos, and that's the signal to know that that's your life script. So that's how you know you're in your destiny. Okay, so that's how we guide ourselves through along. If we're to know we're in our destiny, is to know we're following our passion and our joy, and whatever kind of unfolds along that line is that's our life script as it was written. But what happens is, you know, most people, including myself, you know, at one point or another, sell out at some point, you know, and probably multiple times, and we sell out for security, for money, for what our parents want, for what others think, you know, for fame, prestige. I mean, there may be many reasons why we sell out, but sometimes, or, you know, most of us at one point or another will sell out instead of following our passion, you know, okay. And whenever we sell out, we sort of leave this path of our destiny, and we may or may not get back onto it later, okay. But when we're living outside of this destiny, when we sell out, life tends to be unsatisfactory and dull, and we really aren't happy. And so when we're out of our destiny, creation itself is going to be really hard, okay? And when we try to create something that will, even if we're in our destiny, and if we try to create something that will take us outside of our destiny, it will be blocked by ourselves at that higher level of consciousness. We will not really be able to manifest things very well, because any creation that's contrary to this life script will basically have a hard time manifesting. Because our higher self, who, again, it stays outside of this reality, is the director of the movie, and it's always trying to guide us back into our destiny, onto our life script. Okay, so that's an important thing to know. Okay, now when we are aligned with our destiny, life becomes exciting. Okay, we're following our passions. You know, we've all had that feeling when we've done something and we followed our joy, even when we didn't know how it was going to work out, but we just leapt and we followed it. It's exciting. Now, just because life is exciting doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy. And on the contrary, our destiny is almost never the easiest path, okay, because it will always challenge us and force us to grow and to become more and better. It will push us to our limits, because that's part of the game here, and that's part of the drama, and that's how we actually do expand, okay? But when we are in our destiny, we know who we are, because we're connected to our natural self, okay? So we know who we are, and even though it may not be the easiest path, when we are in our destiny and we're following our passion and our enthusiasm, we can feel that what we're doing is an expression of who we are at that level. And everything that we need to continue to follow this path will arrive for us, and it'll usually arrive just in time, okay? So, you know, life can seem to be a series of coincidences and accidents, but it's not. Because everything is really orchestrated at this higher level of our being. And when we're on our destiny, the synchronicity, the coincidence, everything that we need, you know, the people that need to show up, the circumstances that need to happen will show up. The abundance, the money, in whatever form it comes, will show up. Now, when we're in our destiny, we're free to decorate the path with any specific creation we want, and it will usually manifest, you know, as long as it doesn't interfere with our life script and our destiny. So what's the moral of this? Life works naturally when we're really following our life script, when we're in our destiny. And when we're not in our destiny, things don't work very well, okay? And that's partly to help us kind of, you know, nudge us to kind of get back onto our, you know, back into our destiny. So the most important thing to do for personal power as far as creation and manifestation goes is to make sure we're in our destiny, okay? And again, following our joy and our enthusiasm and our passion will ensure that we're following a life script and we are in our destiny, okay? And again, if you go to my website to the recordings, you will see which one of those classes I did. I think the title's calling, I have topics listed, and I think it's titled Follow Your Excitement, and it'll tell you how to do that step by step if anyone is curious, well, how do we do that, okay? So it's important to be following your destiny, because if you're following your destiny, manifestation and abundance becomes a whole lot easier, okay? And also, I want to say that as a human being, we will never really have total power over the physical universe because it would destroy game conditions and drama, okay? We can't know the future, and we can't have total power because if we have total power, there is no game. We wouldn't be, you know, really be staying here. We wouldn't even be here, okay? So just to know that. But once you're in your destiny, to create something that you really want that will not interfere with your destiny, it's usually quite easy, okay? But to create anything that would interfere with our destiny is basically difficult or impossible, okay? So this is like an important setup to know about creation and manifestation and abundance, okay? And also, too, to know that a lot of our life as a human, you know, is actually being controlled at a higher level of consciousness, okay? So now manifestation and abundance. So how is this related to that? Well, like I said, that's like the first step. If you're in your destiny, manifestation becomes a whole lot easier, okay, because things will begin to happen. Things will flow naturally, and everything that you need will really come to you really, really quite naturally without a lot of struggle, okay? But also, I want to talk about this particular aspect of abundance. Is I think that I know in my life I've gotten, you know, I've put myself through some drama and some pain based on how I was actually relating to the concept of abundance. Okay, so what I want to talk about is how to relate to the concept of abundance, where it can actually, where you can really begin to open up to it and really be able to experience, you know, how much abundance there really is around us. And so I want to start with defining what abundance really is. So, or it's at least what I've come to see it is for me. So anyway, so here's the definition. Abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it, period, okay? And there's nothing in that definition that mentions anything about money. And there's nothing in a definition that says anything about any particular way that the abundance has to come. Again, the definition, abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. That's abundance. It can come in any form. It can come in the form of money. Because usually, you know, in our society, we're trained to think that money is the only form of abundance. And when we have that definition that focuses just on money being the only doorway through which abundance can come, then we're actually really closing and locking ourselves from all the other ways in which abundance can come to us, okay? And so and when we just label abundance as money, it just blocks out so many other ways because there are an infinite number of ways and that abundance can come to us. And there are an infinite number of things that are abundant, okay? If you just look around, and I mean the air that we're breathing, you know, all of the people in our lives, the blades of grass, I mean just the running water. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I was driving to the grocery store the other day, and I was just thinking, wow, this is so cool. I mean, I can go in this store, and it has almost everything I need. All I have to do is pick and choose what I want. I mean, that was just so amazing to me. In that moment, I just, like, really was opening up to the abundance of this idea that we've created of having one place you can go and where, you know, things are trucked in and people have thought about all the needs that we would have as a human being, and we can just go in and purchase these things. Anyway, I just thought that was so cool. And so, again, abundance is all around us, okay? That's just one little small example. And in that moment, I actually experienced being, you know, just rich, wealthy, just the idea of it. I hadn't even gone in the store, but just the idea. I could just feel my energy just kind of opening and just feeling so much appreciation for what was here, okay? So back to back to the topic. When we allow when we allow all a manner of abundance to be equal, as equal as money, and equally valid, and equally as important, then in whatever way that is the path of least resistance, you know, and there is a bigger part of us that's kind of is figuring this out, then whatever way is the path of least resistance can come to us, you know, be it money, be it someone who just gifts us something, be it that we synchronistically happen across a circumstance that allows us to do what we need to do, and be it any other way that it may come. So when all forms of abundance are equal, then the one that is the path of least resistance can flow to us easily, because we don't have some kind of specialness that singles out and focuses an undue amount of energy and pressure on it having to be one particular way that needs to come. Okay, then that means all the options then are free to kind of flow into our experience. And the one that is the least resistant, or the path that is to where it's the easiest to flow, will come to us. So with this new understanding of knowing that when we're in our destiny, it's a lot easier for things to manifest, and knowing that, you know, think that when we're in our destiny, that whatever we need will appear, you know, much more naturally. And just following this understanding of when following our enthusiasm and our joy, and that's how we can ensure we're in our destiny, then we can trust, you know, with this new understanding of what abundance is, we can trust that whatever form of abundance that needs to be there to allow us to do what we need to do when we need to do it will arrive in time, exactly when it is needed, okay? So in summary, okay, we come in with a plan, a life script, if you will. This is our destiny. We guide ourselves along life by following our enthusiasm, our passion, our joy, and this lets us know that we are indeed following our script, and it will unfold one step at a time. Our destiny is not necessarily the easiest path, but it is the most fulfilling for our soul. When we're not in our destiny, manifestation is usually difficult and life is dull. When we are in our destiny, to create anything that would not deter us from our path is pretty easy. So one of the most important factors in manifestation is to make sure that we're in our destiny. The definition of abundance is the ability to do what we need when we need to do it. And when we allow all forms of abundance to be equal and valid, then the one that is the path of least resistance can flow to us easily. Whatever we need for our life script to unfold will flow to us when we need it. However, we are free to create anything to decorate our path along the way, as long as it does not interfere with our destiny. Okay, so that's my topic for today, and I hope that it was very helpful to you, and I hope that it just kind of expands your thinking. And to listen to it again, I will have this recording up probably within the next week. So I enjoyed this topic. I like it because I have to remind myself of this too. I remember I used to think that abundance was having lots and lots and lots of money in the bank. Like somehow if I had like tons of money, then I'd feel really abundant, I'd feel safe. And then when I really began to open up to these principles, I really do feel much more abundant, and it's just really in the simple things, and I realize that I have everything that I need. And also, too, when we really open up to this concept, we begin to see abundance is everywhere. It's just, you know, life is just teeming with things and with abundance. It's just, you begin to notice it just in the insects, just everywhere. There's just no end to it. And I notice it in our garden, in our yard. The trees will be cut back, and they just keep growing. They'll just keep growing back bigger and bigger. Everything is just continuing to expand. So anyway, yeah, it's been fun to kind of open up to abundance with this new definition, and it's just amazing how you can just shift how you're relating to something, and it really will change one's experience. Okay, so that's the topic. Okay, now I'm going to take a breath here, and I'm going to switch gears, and we're going to go into the science of the card. Okay, and I'm going to start with talking about today. And if you were born on today, August 24th, you would be a Two of Clubs birth card and a King of Clubs ruling card. So that's a double club, okay? I've had quite a bit of double clubs on the days that I've been doing these teleclasses. That's really interesting. Clubs is anything to do with the mind, with speaking, with communicating. So this would be a person who would have a powerful mind, okay, and would spend a lot of time in their minds. Now, Two of Clubs card signifies partnership, because any two signifies partnership. you know, one is, you know, alone, two is two together, partnerships, okay? But two of clubs, so partnership and of the mind. So this would be someone, card signifying partnership of the mind and of conversation. And partnerships will be an integral part of their lives, okay? This card loves to talk, and it's one of the most intelligent in the deck. You're capable of making detailed distinctions of most anything and drawing logical conclusions, because two is also the number of logic, okay? And so you're capable, this person would be capable of drawing logical, well-thought-out conclusions. And they would excel in many different kinds of work because of this. Their life path is really pretty easy because they have most of the cards in their life path are even numbers, and even numbers are more stable than the odd numbers. And so they would have a lot to be grateful for. It's an extremely blessed life path and a lot to be thankful for. However, I think their biggest challenge comes from having the Ace of Spades as their first karma card. And remember, the first karma card is the card that we came here to integrate. Okay, the second karma card is one where it really gives us shows where we have a lot of talents. We've already integrated that energy into our beingness. And the first karma card is really what we've come to integrate. Now, the Ace of Spades represents the card system. And it's perhaps the most spiritual card in the deck, okay? And the Ace of Spades is a symbol of death and transformation. So this someone with a Two of Clubs who has this as a first karma card may, because it's the card of death and transformation, may have an unconscious fear of death that can pervade their mind and their hearts, okay? Because they may not be aware of this. So it's maybe just a subconscious kind of nagging or fear, and it can kind of present itself as fear of many things and even as phobias, okay? So to work with this, the Two of Clubs really need to become aware of what they are afraid of, and they have to learn how to go within, being that this is a spiritual card, they have to learn how to go within for the answers as opposed to staying in their mind because, you know, their minds are so powerful, okay? So that is, I think, perhaps the biggest challenge of someone who's a Two of Clubs is a lot of fear. And also, too, this fear can lead them to having a fear of being alone, and that can have them choosing partners that may not be the best fit for them. And I'll talk also, too, they have a Jack of Diamonds and Venus. Venus is who we're attracted to. And this may have them choose partners who are less than responsible or honest, okay? So with these fear that they may have, and with this Jack of Diamonds, they may choose partners, like I said, who may not be the best for them, okay? And because they're in their minds a lot, they may be unaware of their emotional needs. And so this doesn't bode well for relationships. So relationships would be a challenge, them really getting in touch with their fears and really being careful about who they choose as partners and them becoming conscious of what they need in relationships, okay? And the last thing I will say about a Two of Clubs that might be a challenge for them is they have a Two of Spades and Saturn. And two, again, is that, it's logic, it's mind, but it also leads to, you know, overthinking things sometimes. And with the spade, it's also in Saturn. So what this means is that they may worry incessantly about their health, okay? So this is some of the traits of the Two of Clubs. But they have a great life path, and if they were to really work with these issues that I mentioned, they would really be able to navigate this life and really just have a lot of abundance and a lot of blessings in their life. And someone on this birthday would have a King of Clubs as a ruling card. So, again, it's another club. So this would be someone who would be extremely gifted with their mind, okay? Because this King of Clubs ruling card would add a lot of power and maturity to the personality. It's king. It gives them a lot of mental gifts that many people might be envious of. And they also have a strong intuition. Their mind is quick, and they're usually right about whatever they assess things to be, okay? And they're able to communicate their ideas and their perceptions in ways that don't put people off. They have, with this king, they have a high leadership ability and will usually always assume some role or responsibility in their work, either that or they'll be running their own business, you know, because kings usually need to, they have to be the leader. They're leaders. Some people don't step into their leadership role because they're not even aware that they have that capability, or they may not even want the responsibility, because with the king comes responsibilities, okay? So this, a king of club, would just additionally just add just a lot of mental power to the person, okay? So that is the description of someone who would be born today. And again, we're on the section of the class where we're dealing with cardology, which is an ancient system said to date back to Atlantis. And again, it's a calendar for it's a representation of the Earth's calendars. Okay, the calendar. All the numbers plus the Joker add up to 365 1/4 days, and the four suits correspond to the four seasons. The 13 cards in each suit correspond to the 13 lunar cycles in the year, and the 52 cards correspond to the 52 weeks in the year. Okay, so I'm going to see if there's anyone on the line who would like a reading now. So I'm going to unmute the call and just say your first name if you like a reading, and I'll see if how many people. We have about 30 minutes, so let's see. Hello.
Hi, this is Barbara. I would love a reading.
Hey, Barb.
Hi.
Okay, let me just check and see if there's anybody on the line who like a reading, and then that'll let me know how much time I can spend on it.
Okay.
Okay, is there anyone else on the line who would like a reading? Okay, Barb, well, it looks like I get to spend the time with you then, okay?
Good, I'm so excited.
Okay, so just so, you know, someone who might be wanting to, who's learning the system can be following along, I'm going to ask you for your birthday and the year, or you can just tell me how old you are. So let's see, what's your birthday?
March 27th.
Okay.
And I'm 59.
59. Okay. All righty. So March 29th would make you...
March 27th.
March 27th. Sorry. Thank you for correcting me. Would make you a nine of clubs birth card and a king of hearts ruling card.
Ooh.
Okay. A king. Another king. Okay. So I'll tell you a bit about your birth card and your ruling card, and then I'll look in your... card, your spread cards for the year, and you can and try to answer any questions or give you some guidance on, you know, if you're curious about anything. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Nine of clubs. I did nine of clubs last week.
Wow.
Because nine of clubs on was the card for a week ago. That was the birth card, and Nine of clubs, as I said last week, is the sexiest card in the deck. Did you know that?
No.
Are you saying, well, are you thinking, oh, I don't know if that applies to me or something? But, yeah, but last week I said, yeah. So your card is considered the sexiest of the deck. You know, like I was saying, you know, in Hollywood, you know, you see a lot of playboys who are nine of clubs, like Leo DiCaprio, Justin Timberlake. You know, they love romance, okay? You know, and so marriage is not so important to them. It's more the relationship. And this is because they have a Two of Hearts in Venus, and the Two of Hearts is the lover's card. And it's a very, very strong romantic card, but it's not necessarily a marriage card. But this card makes them able to experience a deep and profound, or you, romantic and sexual relationship, okay? But also, too, you have a Six of Hearts and Nine of Hearts. And hearts are all relationship cards. So, and you have this direct and vertical in Saturn. And so that means, really, that there are lessons for you to learn about this love power that you have, having this Two of Hearts. There's like lessons to be learned about sort of experiencing it in a conscious and responsible manner. And I, for those of you, I know, Barbara, I know that you're a very conscious person. But anyway, so I don't know how that would have applied to you in your life, but you probably know. But just that a Six of Hearts, a Nine of Hearts, and Saturn, what have you, have some challenges in the area of relationship. So it wouldn't be smooth sailing. It'd be something that you'd really have to kind of expand into and learn and grow and develop into. There's some lessons about love that you're here to learn, okay? And you have a Queen of Hearts is your first karma card. Remember I was saying that the first karma card is the card that we've come here, that energy is what we've come here to integrate.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Queen of Hearts is the mother card. It's also the card of sensuality and sexuality, which is also another reason why this is the sexiest card in the deck. But they would take parents seriously, but it would mean that they would actually have some issues with their children. Like, it wouldn't be smooth sailing, okay? So that's really interesting. But you have a Six of Diamonds as a second karma card, and that means you're really, this is one of the few cards that's really, I don't want to make it seem like other cards are not financially responsible, but this card would really make you a responsible person when it comes to finances, okay? Mm-hmm. So, but the main essence of your card, those are some of, like, the challenges of the nine that you would have, but the main essence is completion because nine represents completion. There are two spiritual numbers. I mean, the Ace of Spades is one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, but all the sevens, the four sevens and the four nines would be the spiritual cards in the deck, and any nine person has come here to complete something, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have a nine of clubs, and so clubs is like the mind. I was talking about the two of clubs and the king of clubs. It's the mind, it's thoughts, it's belief, it's communication. So you would come here to let go of beliefs, of concepts, some ideas, that no longer serve you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this would be the card of mental endings in some kind of way. And with that, you usually have a mental gift of some kind. But also with this mental card, Nine of Clubs usually have some kind of mental fixations of some kind, okay, that they've really come to let go of. I mean, it could just seem like it could be anything, you know. And you might not know this about the Nine of Clubs because it is not necessarily apparent in their personality. But there's usually some mental fixation on something, and they really come here to also let that go. But it also gives them a mental gift of some sort, okay? And they have a Nine of Spades as their Mercury card. Like if you look in the Grand Spirit, there's a Nine of Club, and then to the left of it sits the Nine of Spades. And whatever card sits to the left is really the card that governs our first 7 years of life. So you got another nine right there. Mm-hmm. The first 7 years of your life, like this childhood experience, it points to that there was some kind of childhood experience that left an indelible mark
mm-hmm.
on your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And because it happens, you know, the first 7 years of our life, you're kind of imprinted with this, and it colors your outlook on life, okay? And so one of your missions in life is really to lift yourself from whatever this mental outlook is that got set in pretty early. And like I said, with the Nine of Clubs, because it's not so apparent in their personality, you might never know that this is going on with the Nine of Clubs, but there's something that affected you deeply in childhood. And with the Nine of Spades, again, nine is endings, it's letting go, it's fulfillment. So it may have been, it could have been anything. It could have been something, a death of someone in the family or close to the family, a death of a pet. But there's something, some kind of ending or some kind of significant thing that really kind of affects your outlook, and you're here to really learn to let that go. Also, too, with nines, they're here to be of service in some way because nine is the universal. It's like the universe. It's giving. It's also letting go, but it's also giving things away, like giving of service. Like, so Nine of Clubs would be someone who would be giving of information to others and giving it universally to others, like being a teacher in some kind of way. And really, Nine of Clubs would be most fulfilled when they come into the mission of really finding out what it is they're here to do in terms of giving knowledge and information to the world. It's like when they align themselves with that purpose of helping others in a universal way, they'll find their greatest fulfillment, okay? So it's you can find in whichever way is your unique way of dispensing information to the world in some way, then, you know, through writing, teaching, acting, performing, publishing, whatever it is, then that's when you'll find your most fulfillment, okay? So that's something about your birth card. And then with the King of Hearts, so a King of Hearts would flavor how you would actually – come to do that. Our birth card is what we've come to do, and our ruling card is the way we've come to express that particular way in which we're going to do what we've come here to do. So a King of Hearts, actually there was someone who was a King of Hearts last week, so a King of Hearts is the Father card, okay? I mean, you have the Queen of Hearts as your first karma card, and then you have a King of Hearts ruling card. So this is very interesting, you know. So the King of Hearts is, they're the master of knowing how to be in relationships with other people, okay? And I know Barb, and Barb, you do have that quality about you. You know, you're the charmer, the seducer, but it's more than that. It's really, you've mastered the principles of how to really create loving relationships and with others, and how to just be able to, you know, to have relationships and situations work out where there's just, you're using your emotional power to navigate relationships, okay? And you have mastery over people in relationships. That's basically what a King of Hearts is. It's like the loving father card, okay? And they take raising children very seriously, you know. I mean, they, like, if they had a child, they would really take it seriously. And sometimes they do it to the detriment of their partner, because if they have a child, sometimes that child will become their main focus, because they take, you know, raising kids so seriously. And also, too, I just said today was a Two of Clubs day. And it's interesting because the first karma card of the King of Hearts is the Two of Clubs.
Oh, wow.
So this would be something that the King of Hearts is come here to integrate, that Two of Clubs. And that Two of Clubs on the negative side, you could say, like, the first karma card is more experiencing how to take the negative traits of that card and actually, turn towards the positive points of that card. So the negative part of the Two of Clubs is like this fear. And it can also turn in, you know, it's also the card of conversation, and it can also turn into aggressive arguing or really trying to get your point across, or, you know, you have a quick mind, but there could be arguing or anger if this card, if the Two of Clubs karma card is not expressed positively. Mm. So that would be sort of like the challenge of the King of Hearts, is to really get their minds such that they're communicating. First of all, that to get in their minds where they're aware of their fear, and to integrate whatever that is and to go within, and then to be able to communicate, not let that fear color how they're going to communicate with other people. Okay?
Yeah, I hear it.
Okay. So, but you know, it makes you, like I said, the master of relationships. You know, you embody a King of Hearts at its finest, would embody maturity and responsibility and love. Okay. So that's a bit about your birth card and your ruling card.
Oh, that was great. I could really, really relate. Really relate.
Cool.
Very much. Wow, it's fascinating.
Yeah. It is fascinating. I mean, that's one of the things I really like about the system, that it really helps us come to deeper self-understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know it anyway, but I think it just helps us to just, like, really acknowledge and honor ourselves and who we are and what we've come to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it allows us to just kind of just sink into what our, I was talking about our path and our destiny before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it allows us just to own that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very clear, and I can see some of the things to work on were exactly to the point and what I'm experiencing in my life right now. So that was very, very clear. That was great. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that's one part of the system. And the other part, there's actually three parts. I was saying last week there's three parts of that ways that I think the system really can help us. And one is knowing what our birth and ruling cards are, and for more advanced people to know what their life spread is, because the ruling card is always a card in the life spread, but that's more advanced and kind of a little too difficult to talk about on the on the class. So it's self-understanding, and then the second one is being able to unfold our destiny. Remember, I was talking about our life script, and this system has, you know, a set of cards, which are called spreads, for each year of our life. And if we can understand what energies are actually in play during this part of our life, and we learn how to harmonize ourselves with the energies, it's almost as if we're just going with the natural flow of the rhythm of what's, you know, of the energies that are kind of moving us along. And so I call it unfolding our destiny. So it helps us unfold our destiny. And then the third thing is that you can compare, you know, the birth life spreads of from one person to another for various kinds of relationships. And when you can see the connections between people, it can really help us understand, you know, the dynamics that are in play in a relationship. And it can help us understand the other person and help us better be able to navigate the relationship. So now what I want to do with you is the unfolding destiny part. So I'm going to look in the life spread of your birth card and your ruling card, and I'm going to see what's going on. And if you have any particular question or like any kind of guidance on anything, then, you know, you can ask me and I'll see what I can tell you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to look at your nine of clubs. Bear with me while I pull up your spread here, and the King of Hearts, and you're 59. Okay, 59. Okay, so is there anything off the top of your head that you would like some information about?
Well, I think that last thing you touched upon is so present right now, is the two of clubs thing, that fear, and to really be able to communicate and you know, to clearly communicate. I think that's something that is really knocking on my door right now.
Okay. Well, let me take a deeper look here then. So you want to know what ways you can actually be communicating in a more productive way, or in a way in which you feel like what you're wanting to communicate is being sort of felt, received in a manner in which you intend.
Yes, and letting go of fear of that, anything around that.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because you have a two of spades long range in your King of Hearts spread, which is a two. So, you know, it's another two, and any two would be in the mind a lot, and would have. You know, any two is going to be prone to some kind of way in which they're fearful times. So that's your long range card is the focus for the year. It's main focus of the year. And so the fact that you have that is a long range card leads me to think that this is something that you really that you have, as you said, focused on this year, so you can actually expand beyond. Okay, so that's the first thing I will say. Let me look at your other one. Okay. And in your nine of clubs, you have a two of clubs in Venus. So this is definitely a year for you to really work through this. But let me see. Four of hearts, ten of spades. Two of spades, six of clubs. Okay. You've got a seven of clubs, Pluto, in your King of Hearts spread. Now, the Pluto card is our challenge card, and the Pluto card is in effect the entire year. So when I say year, it means it starts on your birthday. So when your birthday started in March, that's when this particular set of energies began. And so that means that Pluto card began. I mean, we begin to feel things, you know, a month or two after our year starts, after our birthday. So you've got the seven of clubs. Now, again, clubs, again, is the mental things, which is why the two of clubs, the logic, the mind, almost like the two is like the number of logic and computers, right? So it's as if the mind is going, you know, trying to figure things out in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in your King of Hearts, you got three club cards as year-long cards. Your Pluto card is a club, seven of clubs. Your result card is an ace of clubs. And your displacement card is a club, okay? That means you got a lot of mental energy going on. And the seven of clubs is the, remember I said seven and nines were spiritual numbers, but you got the seven. So this is going to be a spiritual issue for you, okay? So you're going to have to go to the spiritual side to find a solution to whatever these fears are that you have. Seven of clubs is going to enlightened mind. Okay, so a seven of clubs sits smack dab in the middle of the 13 numbers, and so they have one foot in the mundane world, one foot in the spiritual world, and their task is to really go into the spiritual world and to deepen into being able to tap into this bigger mind, this enlightened mind. Now, so they can go from a seven of clubs could have you go from being able to tap into this spiritual realm into feeling really pessimistic, okay? So, you know, one minute you can feel pessimistic, and then the next you can sort of be able to tap into that. And so it's like really, you know, getting really in touch with whatever these negative mental patterns are, these negative habits are, and really working in the spiritual side to really transform them. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's like your challenge for the year. Okay, and when you do that, the result card always goes hand in hand with the ruling card. Hold on, let me look at my
This is really so. Ace of Club would be a new way of thinking. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So once you really devote yourself, just know that for the year, this any kind, all the mental habits that need to be worked with are going to come up, okay? Mm-hmm. But with the seven, that means you also have the power to go and tap into bigger mind and get the answers that you need to transform them. And when you do, you'll be rest assured that by the end of the year, by your next birthday, you would have made tremendous progress. And really moving through a lot of these mental habits and fears, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a five, you're displacing the five of clubs. Now, five of clubs is a card of restlessness. So you may be on top of this feeling restless. Mm-hmm. You know? With the five of clubs, it's like you want to move, you just want to go somewhere, you just kind of like where you are. Sometimes it just seems like you just feel antsy to be doing something different, okay? So that might be playing a part in it. And just know that five of clubs is makes you, especially displacing, makes you feel restless. But it's also something you should be paying attention to, because our displacement card is something we should pay attention to. So if you have any desire to travel or to change something, it's like, you know, it's a good thing to do it, okay? Because it's pointing to really, it's restlessness, but this restlessness is pointing to it's time to explore something different, and it's time to have a change in your thinking, or a change in the way you have been thinking, or maybe in where you're living or what you have been doing. It's time to explore something new. Okay? So you've got a lot of mental things going on, but you have an eight of diamonds environment, which means that all the money you need will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's really cool. So while you're going through this, you know what I mean? You could be rest assured that the money's going to be there. So at least that's not something you have to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You just know, okay, you're going to be, you know, have this money to do what you need to do. But with the two, and also to the two, so, but the card you're focusing on is this two. So again, really making sure you're mind is really that you're dealing with your mind in a good way, but also too, the two is a partnership card, but it's also networking. It's like a Uranus card. It's like, you know, networking with people or being working in cooperation with people to accomplish something. Okay, so that would be a major theme of the year. And also too, you've got a six of clubs underneath that, and that's a card of maybe coming into your destiny, or if you don't already know what your destiny is in terms of what you've come here to do in the world, this, if you could tune into, you know, your intuition, you may be getting some insight into, you know, how that's going to look, or just more information about how that's going to show up for you, the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But also too, now that's in your King of Hearts spread, and in your nine of clubs,
like I said, you had the Two of Clubs and Venus. So this would really be a good, like I said, a good year to be doing that. But also too, you've got your long range and is a Four of Hearts, okay, and that's a family card. A Four of Hearts, and underneath that's a Ten of Spades. That's a family card where you'd be focused on family, some kind of way, okay. And Ten of Spades is a lot of power and ability to get work done, and it's also maybe having a lot of work projects going on. Okay, so family is a theme, and so you will be focused on that until your next birthday, definitely. I mean, you know, it still might be a theme, but it's going to be an important theme. Okay, and you've got a Nine of Diamonds environment, and when a nine is in an environment, it is letting go, but it means that when you let go, it's going to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just continue to let go, and it might be something you once valued that you let go of, and but that letting that go actually is a good thing, because it's like it was time. It means it's time for that thing has come to a completion. It's natural completion. And it was time to let that go, and when you let go, something new eventually comes. So any kind of letting go, if something comes along and it leaves or it goes, just bless it. Mm-hmm. Just say, okay, you know, God, just okay, whatever you know, I need to let go of, I'm willing to let go. Okay, so but it would be a blessing, and your challenge for this year is a Ten of Hearts, which is, you know, not bad to have as a challenge card. It means groups of people. It means allowing yourself to, you know, open yourself to doing things with other people and being with groups of people. And it's also, if you have any kind of products or ideas or services that you might want to sell, it would be actually a benefit to actually let people know what you're doing. And you would... you know, it's a challenge in the sense that probably maybe, I don't know, you may not have been used to it, or maybe you might be shy about letting yourself be seen, you know, by groups of people or audiences or just other people. But any opportunity that you have to be in front of groups or to be with other people, I would take it. Mm-hmm. And whatever challenge it brings up, you want to just work through that challenge, okay?
Yeah.
And you have a Seven of Spades that is a result of that. So in the seven, again, you know, I talked about seven being the spiritual number. You have to go to the spiritual side. Well, Seven of Spades is the biggest card of it's the card of faith, you know. It's a card of having faith even when you may not see. And usually faith is when we don't see how anything is going to turn out, but we trust in ourselves. You know, what we're doing anyway, that's faith. You don't see how something's going to work out. But when you just let yourself, you know, just go with whatever groups or when an opportunity presents itself to be, you know, if you're invited to something and if it involves a group, just go and have faith that you're being guided along the way. And by the end of this, you know, it will be revealed to you, you know, everything that you have gained from opening yourself up in this way to other people and allowing other people to see you and maybe see what you have to offer them and to others. Is this making?
Oh, yeah, very much. Very, very much. Yeah, very, very clear.
Okay. And you got an Ace of Diamonds, displacement. So you need to be paying attention to, you got any new work ideas or new kind of ideas you have about making money? Is that in your consciousness at all?
Well, the newness would really be building this new house that's going to start soon. So, but as far as things to just my photography, that's something that sometimes when people do come over and they see some of my photography, they want it, and I do just give it to them or order it. And so... That's the only ideas.
Okay. Well, Ace of Diamonds would say instead of just giving it away,
mm-hmm.
you need to do it as a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Ace of Diamonds is saying. Okay, because Ace of Diamonds, I don't know if you know Ace of Diamonds, But they always are figuring out ways to make money. Okay, not because the money is so important, but just this is like this entrepreneurial kind of spirit, and it's a way in which, you know, coming into valuing your gifts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so Alex, and since it's in the displacement position, it's something you really need to be paying attention to. So it's like maybe start to pay attention to ways in which, and obviously if people are really being that affected by it and they're wanting it, it's obviously something that people in the world would benefit from.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's indicating that somehow making it a business in some kind of way is being called for, or at least to just open up to that it's a way in which, you know, you're contributing to the world, but doing it in a way where it's kind of, you know, that it's a business for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, if you're used to giving things away or what the deal is, but in the displacement position, it means sort of shifting the way in which you have been thinking about that,
mm-hmm.
and to expand and to open yourself and trust that you can, you know, create this as a business and it's not just the making the money from it, but it's really a way of you coming into your value and valuing what you're contributing to the world. And it also actually helps people when they pay for something, because it's like you're helping them see the value of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some way. When you set a price for something, you're like telling them, well, look, like this is what this is sort of worth to me. Okay, and people actually want to spend money on people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to spend money on things that they really love and enjoy. And when you don't set a price for things, or then, you know, it's almost like you can look at it as then you're not giving them that opportunity,
mm-hmm.
you know, to flow their money in a way that would actually be, you know, beneficial and wonderful for them. I don't know if this is making any kind of sense.
Yeah, it does. And I can see where there's been other thoughts percolating around the photography that you're reminding me of that would be beneficial to get out there and to pursue that, even just for my own fulfillment of getting over blocks of getting myself out there, you know? And
yeah.
So.
And this would be that Ten of Hearts challenge for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
taking your photography.
That challenge, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So take all those days and I mean, like, and I mean, again, that Six of Clubs, you're, you know, part of what you come here to do. I mean, I've seen your photography, and you know, your artwork, and it's very beautiful and it's very inspiring. And it's like, you know, so many people would benefit from being able to have that experience. And so take those ideas and act on them. You're getting these ideas. It's like that's from your deeper self, like saying, okay, here, take those ideas. But so the challenge, like I said, this 10 heart is you trusting, having faith, you taking those ideas and following through on those ideas, having faith in the ideas to follow through on them, and then being able to present them to a larger audience.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, it's great.
So that's your reading for, I'm just looking at the time, it's 12:59, so that is what I see, and I hope that kind of gives you some guidance on how to, you know, some actions to take and where to move.
It does, and it's amazingly accurate. I'm very impressed. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
On every level, you hit a lot of points, and on many levels, all the levels, really, it was very, very accurate.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, it's so wonderful to hear your voice and connect, and I look forward to seeing you whenever I see you, when you come to Miami.
Yes.
Okay.
Me too. Well, thank you for this very much.
Well, you're so welcome. Okay, so have a wonderful day, and to everyone else, thank you for being on the call, and I so appreciate everyone who's ever participated and everyone who's ever downloaded a call and listened. I feel the energy. And thank you for the opportunity for allowing me to express myself. And, oh, and I wanted to say that go to my website, because I added, like, 5 different products to my website under the Cardology page. I'm now offering relationship reports. And they're very inexpensive. It's $19.95 for one report, And you can get more than one report. And there are three types of reports. You can get intimate, you know, relationship report, a family and friends report, or business relationship report. And the more reports you order, you get a discount. So please go to my website, and you'll see the descriptions of them. And there's also a sample report that you can download and see what the report will look like. It'll come in a PDF file. And just go there. And then I also added two types of yearly reports and a follow-up session for people who've already had reports. So go check that out. And I'm also going to be starting something new with marketing, and I'll let people know about that probably in a couple weeks. So, okay, so everyone, have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.